You're listening to SBS News.
At Wynn City, a bowling and entertainment centre west of Melbourne, the workforce is diverse. 17-year-old aspiring electrician Dion Warne is clear why he chose to work here.
I think just mutual respect. You know, you want to get along with who you work with as such.
The oldest staffer is 65-year-old Rudy Tregutz, an enthusiastic semi-retired technician.
I was working on my birthday here in the morning and things would go and crash, and I enjoyed myself because I like the adrenaline of fixing things straight away.
In Australian workplaces today, so-called traditionalists, born before 1945, are associated with stability, loyalty, and hard work. Baby boomers, born between 1946 and 1964, are seen as collaborative and grateful to have their jobs. Generation X, between 1965 and 1976, are more individualistic and flexible. Millennials, or Generation Y, born roughly between 1977 and 95, are believed to be entrepreneurial and innovative. And Generation Z, born after 1996, seek meaning, enjoyment, and personal branding. The differences are evident to Scott McLean, a 34-year-old duty manager at Wynn City.
Like the younger generation, they do get onto the computers very quickly, but when it comes to the manual labour that you have to do for working out some of our sporting leagues and the breakdowns of the money that comes in, it takes them a while to get through. And the older generation's pretty quick at that part because it's all pen to paper.
The centre's manager is a baby boomer, 56-year-old Eddie De Pellegrin. She says thanks to training and development, she has a great team, but admits that new recruits can be testing.
We never asked what the pay rate was going to be, whether I got penalty rates, what my working conditions were, whether I got a laundry allowance. But it becomes more important than the job at times. Now, it's almost like kids are doing you a favour by working for you.
The country's peak employer group would say attitudes may differ within professional ranks. Among Gen Y and Z university graduates, salary is not so important, according to the Chamber of Commerce and Industry's chief executive, James Pearson.
When I spoke to a graduating Masters of Business Administration course of university students recently, it was very clear that what mattered most to them was the values and the culture of the company that they went to work for, rather more than what kind of pay they would be offered or opportunities for advancement. And that's a real difference, I think, between that generation and older generations.
In business, Generation Z can create other issues. Demographer Claire Madden says rapid promotions for the young and tech-savvy can cause angst among their older colleagues.
Because we've got then Gen Z coming in with tech-savvy skills, very empowered, often more agile and adaptive with technology than the older generations, they have skills that are central to today's workplace. That means they can be being promoted at a faster rate. There certainly can be a sense of conflict in the workplace or a sense of being overlooked for some of the older generations.
Deft, sensitive management across the generations is seen as an unprecedented challenge for Australian business and for Eddie De Pellegrin back at Wynn City.
I've had to learn to deliver my messages a lot better, to communicate a lot better, to define what I mean and not be so broad. I've learned that in order to work with these younger people, I need to talk their language, which is a technology language.
Not forgetting the growing number of older workers. Advocates of positive ageing say more firms should set up mentoring structures and ensure that staff transitioning to retirement receive as much flexibility as students or working mothers. Rena Sarumpayat, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.